Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
We are here again to save the New York Yankees. Welcome live to Yankee Stadium. It's Evan and Tiki for an extended version of our program all the way up until Yankee pregame at 7:25. I will start with this optimistic stat for Yankee fans. When Tiki Barber and I broadcast live from Yankee Stadium in 2025, they are 3-0. And that stat off the top should give you confidence that tonight, October 7th, 2025, will not, I repeat, will not be the last game the Yankees play this season.
Then we got another one, right? If they win today, we'd be here tomorrow.
Then we got to go try to become 5-0.
Yeah,
you're right.
This question. Didn't we have this stat with the Mets as well?
That the Mets were undefeated?
Yes.
Don't bring the Mets into this conversation. we don't bring up non-playoff teams. But in all seriousness, I will give you other reasons that are probably based on more reality on why I actually walk into this building today. I parked on Jerome Avenue at 167th. I took a nice stroll through the Bronx, the calm before the storm, and I was thinking. I was pondering. I was thinking, is this the night the Yankee season ends? Is this the night the Yankees begin a great comeback? Or is this the night the Yankees just extend their season for another day? And there's a few reasons why, as an IBO, I have confidence the Yankees are going to win tonight. And I want to start with something that I really hope you don't construe as me accusing the Toronto Blue Jays of anything.
Okay.
Because I think a lot has been made over the last few days about what the Blue Jays at-bats looked like in Toronto versus the Yankees. I just want to give you a couple of facts. And what you decide to do with those facts is your prerogative. Mm-hmm. What the audience decides to do with those facts, completely your prerogative. The New York Yankees have played before the postseason began, so I'm not even going to include the last 2 days, but we can if we want. They played 7 games in Toronto, okay? They played horribly in Toronto. They couldn't win in Toronto. They scored a combined 18 runs in Toronto. That's not good.
No, it's not.
That's not good.
Just over 2 a game, correct?
Yeah, actually, I want to take that back. The Blue Jays at Yankee Stadium scored 18 runs at Yankee Stadium.
Got it.
Okay, 18 runs in 6 games at Yankee Stadium. I'm not very good at math. I think that's 3 runs per game.
Yeah, a little less than that.
That's not good, right, Teek?
No, it's not.
Winning
baseball.
No, that's the Mets choking down the stretch like, right?
Yes, exactly.
18 runs in 6 games at Yankee Stadium by the Toronto Blue Jays. In the 7 games during the regular season, and we could tack on the last 2 in Toronto, they scored 52 runs. Those are facts.
Wow.
The Blue Jays went 6-1 against the Yankees during the regular season. Now it's 8-1. I guess we could add, 13 plus 10, so the 23 runs they scored in the 2 games. That's 75 runs in 9 games in Toronto. While at Yankee Stadium, they scored 18 runs in 6 games. Those are facts. Now, why that's the case, I don't know. I'd love to tell you there's some weird, crazy, bizarre reason to explain it. But what I know is that the Blue Jays versus the Yankees is a different animal at Rogers Center than it is at Yankee Stadium. At Yankee Stadium, the Blue Jays have been a below-average offense. In Toronto, they're murderer's row on steroids. So when you ask me, as an IBO, someone with no rooting interest, just being honest, what do you honestly see, Evan, that makes you think things are going to be different at Yankee Stadium? Mm-hmm. I give you Exhibit A.
You just give us math. You give us facts that the Yankees or that the Blue Jays on the road here in New York aren't as good as they are in Toronto.
By a lot. But 52 runs versus 18
in the regular
season.
And that's all good and fine. But yeah. The Yankee fan is not worried about the Toronto Blue Jays. They're more worried about the New York Yankees. They're worried about what the Yankees are going to do. What's the pitching staff going to look like? We already saw Max Fried crap the bed. What's going to happen with Carlos Rodon, someone who they just started trusting probably at points this season because of how good he was? What's Aaron Judge going to do in the postseason? What's Stanton going to do? What's Volpe? What's Giancarlo or Jazz going to do? Like, it feels more like the Yankee fan is less worried about the Blue Jays, even though they should be more worried about the Blue Jays because of how good they played. But they're more worried about the Yankees.
If the Yankees,
they're more worried about their own team than they are about the opponent.
If they hold them to 3 runs tonight, do you think they win?
Yes.
Okay. That's
yes.
what they've done
yes,
in the
do.
6 regular season games they've played against Toronto. Same lineup, by the way.
Yes, but the
Yankee Stadium.
Immediate history tells you that the Blue Jays are so dialed in.
The media
their
history.
Week, their week off gave them, I don't know, extra strength.
But take their immediate history or two games at Rogers Center where I just gave you the numbers. They're scoring basically 10 runs a game.
Yes.
I don't
which
think
exactly
that's who they are.
Which is exactly what they did in the two games that they played.
At Rogers Center.
At Rogers
Center. But when they've played at Yankee Stadium, for whatever reason, and it may just be the hotels. I don't know. It may be the intimidation of fans like Sean Borash being at Yankee Stadium. I'm not even telling you there's anything nefarious going on. I'm merely telling you that one of the reasons you should have a level of confidence going into tonight's game is that as good as the Blue Jays have beaten the Yankees this season, that hasn't happened at Yankee Stadium. The Yankees are 4-2 against the Blue Jays at home. They've allowed three runs per game at home. Those are just facts.
I think the Yankee fan will feel good about being at home when the Yankees start playing well at home. That's the only thing that's going to turn it. It's not going to be the history of the stats.
Well, they have played well at home. Didn't they just win 2 out of 3 against the Red Sox?
Of course they have.
Both of those wins with their backs to the wall?
Yes, but then they just got bludgeoned. Like, I know what you're talking about.
You're ignoring my big point. They did it in Toronto.
Your point is important.
Thank
because
you.
Home Thank road splits are important.
Yeah.
But you would also look and say that the Yankees had the second best road record in Major League Baseball this year. Out of all the teams in Major League Baseball, they were one of the teams that played well on the road, and they didn't show up for Game 1 and 2 up in Toronto. And so, yes, what you're saying is 100% correct, Evan, but I know the Yankee fan is saying, I need to see it before I believe that the Blue Jays aren't good on the road, especially here in Yankee Stadium.
Here's what's happening. And I understand it. I respect it. I'm a big part of this. When we are diehard fans, we don't see clearly. Mm-hmm. It's why I jokingly say after a brutal Met loss or Jet loss, Sean Morash could probably offer a better perspective than me because I'm going to be overly emotional.
Of course.
I understand and respect the Yankee fan for being emotional. They just got slaughtered in Toronto. I get it. I watched it. We all saw it. I understand the distrust that the Yankee fan has with this organization and with this team. I respect it. I am just looking at everything cold-bloodedly. That's it. I'm looking at this series like a cold-blooded killer because sometimes we need that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we need that honesty, the innocent eyes, which I currently have. And what I am noticing and why I believe this series is not over. Now, to be fair, my original prediction was Blue Jays in 5.
Right.
I'm not telling you you're going to win the series. I'm merely telling you I think they're going to win these next two games at Yankee Stadium.
Right, because ultimately they have to go back to Toronto.
Well, ultimately everything I just said about the way they played at Rogers Center needs to be figured out for them to win this series. I'm talking about tonight. I'm talking about tomorrow. And I'm telling you why I disagree respectfully with my friends who are Yankee fans who walk into tonight with no confidence. We heard it all day from you yesterday,
yep.
Sean. You don't believe in this team. I'm just telling you, I think respectfully you're very wrong.
And respectfully, I think your numbers do tell a big story that I can't argue with. But here's my fear, and I think Tiki hit on this right out the gate, which was, you know, we're more worried about the Yankees themselves in this spot. So I think all those numbers are great. And I don't expect the Yankees to take the field tonight at Yankee Stadium and give up 18 runs to the Toronto Blue Jays and go down that way. But what my fear is, and this did happen despite the fact that the Yankees won 2 of 3 games versus Boston in the previous round, is what does this Yankees offense look like? Honestly, I don't have any fear. Even when you think about how they won that game with Carlos Rodon and the run with Jazz Chisholm in the last series, it's still a 4-run game. And then there were moments in that Cam Schlittler game, they exploded in that one inning where you just wondered, is this even going to be enough?
Right.
And I just do not have confidence in this Yankee lineup right now that they're going to be able to score more than 3 runs in this kind of game. And you brought up 3, I think, is a magic number tonight. You know, Carlos Rodon gave up 3 in that last outing versus Boston.
6 innings, 3 runs.
Okay. This is a better lineup that features Vlad Guerrero Jr., a locked-in Alejandro Kirk. I'm not sure that Carlos Rodon is going to give up 3 and that's it tonight. And then you hand it over to the Yankee bullpen. So even if it doesn't get to the point of double-digit runs, this Yankees offense, I think, tonight, the magic number is a minimum of 5. And what about this Yankee team over the last 5 games in this postseason? And dare I say even stretch it on to October's past under Aaron Boone with Aaron Judge in that lineup gives you confidence they're going to go do that tonight with their backs against the wall.
My answer to that will be, and first of all, I do agree that it's going to come down to scoring runs, which they haven't really done, even in the 3-game series against Boston, and certainly didn't do against Toronto until it was pretty much too late in Game 2. They're going to have to score runs. And I'll tell you why I have confidence that's going to change tonight. Number one, this is still a pitcher in Shane Bieber who has made, 7 or 8 starts off of Tommy John surgery?
Yeah.
This is a guy the Yankees have seen plenty of times over the years. And this is also a guy that's not going 8 strong. the Blue Jays are going to ask their bullpen to get outs. And even though statistically the Blue Jays finished slightly ahead of the Yankees in bullpen ERA, and even though I don't trust the Yankee bullpen, none of us do, the Blue Jay bullpen stinks. I think the Yankee bullpen is better, and I'll tell you a reason why. At least with you as a Yankee fan, you trust David Bednar, correct?
Yes.
The Blue Jay closer is Jeff Hoffman, who nobody in their right mind trusts. So I don't even think they've got that safety net of that one guy. All right, let's just get it to him. He can get us four or five outs.
Couldn't touch Sir Anthony Dominguez the other night.
I understand, but I think you eventually will. Like, that's the thing. I just don't think the Blue Jay bullpen is that good.
Well, a lot of the reason is because you've seen these guys already. Some of these guys.
You have? No, they've seen pretty much every guy in this bullpen combined between game one and game two. And I don't think they're very good. And I think that if you can get to this Blue Jay bullpen, if you can get Bieber out of this game in the fifth or sixth inning, which I think they have a real shot to do, mm-hmm. I think they're going to pound this bullpen and they're going to break through and they're going to score runs. And like I said about the pitching, for whatever reason, you could come up with your own theories. This Blue Jay offense is not the same at Yankee Stadium as it was at Rogers Center. It just isn't. I gave you the numbers.
I agree.
And even you admitted, I can't argue it. So I think when you combine the fact that the Blue Jays are not going to pound Carlos Rodon and the Yankee bullpen into oblivion, I don't see it. And combine that with the fact that if the Yankees can get to the Toronto bullpen, I think they're going to score runs. I think they win today, and I think they win tomorrow. And I'm not surprised that you don't have confidence. I put a poll out earlier this morning, Teak, asking the Yankee fan, like, how do you think this thing plays out? And the results were to be expected. Like, the Yankee fan does not come into this game with a lot of confidence. The results said 42% think they're losing tonight. They're getting swept.
Wow. 42%. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. That's the majority. My gut is that.
They're going to get swept?
Yes, that's what it feels
really?
Like.
Really?
Yeah. 100%.
Well, you guys are swept.
I woke up with the same feeling today. I remember yesterday.
I'm not predicting. No. I'm not going to wager that that's going to happen, but that's what I feel like is going to happen, simply based on what happened in game one.
You're too emotional, T.
I'm not being emotional. I think I'm being rational.
Are you?
And I think it actually goes back to what the Yankee fan has felt for the last 2 months, that this team isn't good enough.
Okay.
That they're flawed, that even when they're good, they're not good. And so it has nothing to do with anything that you're talking about statistically or otherwise, or Aaron Judge is going to break out, or Stanton's going to figure it out because he's an October rose, whatever you want to say. It just feels like this team was never really good enough.
Well, okay, so that's the other thing I do want to combat, and this is an emotional thing that I've done with the Yankees and the Mets over the years, even the Knicks and the Nats. Like, when you have a good year and you're in the playoffs and you're facing elimination, I ask myself a question. Is it really going to end like this? Very simple question. Is it going to end like this? And most of the time, you have a feel for a team in which you know, no, it's not going to end like this. I'll give you a Met example before I give you a Yankee example. Last year was a crazy, magical year for the Mets. They're on the brink of losing the deciding game to the Milwaukee Brewers. And I was down in the dumps.
Yeah.
And during that commercial break before Devin Williams came in, I said, do I think it ends like this? And the more I thought about it, I said, no, this has been such a season. Like,
but
is it
why?
Really?
But why? Why? What made you think that it wouldn't end?
I think in the Mets case, and I'll give you the Yankee answer in a second, it was the year was so special. The year gave me such positive moments that I didn't think it was going to end meekly in three games to Milwaukee.
Exactly right. And I agree with you, because even as a non-Met fan, you felt that.
Okay.
You just couldn't help it getting caught up in the OMG and all the other nonsense.
And by the way, just real quick, I didn't actually, like, as the inning started, was I super confident Met fan? Was I positive Tommy? No.
But you also.
But I told myself calmly, it's not ending like this.
But I hear you.
And I was right.
And I could see it from afar that's what the Met fan felt.
Okay.
Because of how magical and charmed everything felt for the Mets a year ago. The Yankee fan doesn't have that this year.
They're wrong, and I'll tell you why. Can I tell you why they're wrong?
Go ahead.
So
you can try.
Oh, I'm gonna try, and I'm going to tell you because I'm honest about this. Right. I know you're listening to me right now. We're talking. We're in the same room. We do a show together. So you hear me as positive for the Yankees.
Yes.
In 2022, when they were facing the Houston Astros in the American League Championship Series, and they were down 0-2, and I asked myself the question, I said, they're dead. They are dead like dogs, and I knew it, and I felt it, and Sean knew it, and Sean felt it.
Yeah.
And the reason I felt it in 2022 is after this amazing start that they had, they were a bad team for months. And so when I asked myself that
question. Sounds familiar, Evan?
Exactly. I'm going to get to it.
The last week and a half of the season notwithstanding, how is it any different this year?
Well, I'll get to it in a second, but you guys are completely wrong about that. But in 2022, they were an average team for months and months and months, okay? So when I asked myself that question in the midst of the ALCS, I got the answer that we all ended up getting, which is they're dead and the Astros are going to sweep them this season. This season. Oh, they're the same as 2022. Come on, bro. They ended the season 34-14 after Stanton railed against everybody in Texas. They went on a rampage to end the season to finish in a tie for the American League East. How dare either one of you compare that kind of close to the garbage of 2022? That's insulting, and it's not factually accurate. And if you guys just want to be emotional about, well, why was us? We lost two games to Toronto. Fine. No. But to compare this team to 2022 is BS, and I'd curse if we weren't on the radio.
But, Evan,
thank you.
They were so limp on Saturday. So limp.
That's, dude, that's a game.
Okay, and then they followed it up and were the exact same way, right, getting mowed down by Yashevis, who nobody even, Savage, whatever the heck his last name is. Nobody knew who he was. Give him credit, but he mowed him down. He had 11. We lauded Cam Schlittler for his 12 strikeout performance in game three, the deciding of the wild card game. 12 strikeouts over 8 innings. This kid had 11 over 5 1/3.
Yeah.
None of the good, great Yankee, you know, leading runs and league leading and home runs hitters could touch this kid.
What does that mean?
It means that they've been limp for two games in a row.
That's 2 games. That's 2 freaking
Boston
games.
Did you're making, they didn't the hit playoffs. Versus Boston,
it's
too.
The playoffs.
They won the series against Boston.
Okay, and do they...
How are you comparing this to 2022? Okay. Just remember what you guys are attempting to do.
Okay, because what I'm attempting to do
this
is...
This is not 2022. I'm not even... Not thank even, you. Not I'm even, not even okay. close to comparing
thank
to
you. But that's my point.
But this is all in context. When you bring up the record since Stanton had that, we had these discussions throughout late summer on the show, and we kept pointing to the Yankee schedule. And I know I kept saying this. You know they're going to play well worth this. They're going to trick everybody into thinking that they're going to be this great team.
Because of who they were playing.
And we're going to be reminded of October of who they really were all year. What this Yankee team has done, and it didn't feel this way in April and May, and I hope that I'm wrong. God knows I'm wrong on a million sports opinions. Please be wrong on this. It has felt like the Yankees have worn an anchor around their neck since June, and they have been begging for somebody to drown them, and here are the Toronto Blue Jays up 2-0, and the Yankees bats. The Yankees win that series if Cam Schlittler doesn't give the performance of a lifetime.
It doesn't matter. They won the series.
Okay, but it does matter, because do you expect Carlos Rodon to shut down the Toronto Blue Jays like this?
I do, based on the fact that the Blue Jays, again, have scored 18 runs in the games at Yankee Stadium. They've been a different offense in this building.
Okay.
So, yes, I do expect that the Blue Jays aren't going to score a lot of runs.
Pray you're right.
And when you talk about the Yankee close, yes, they beat up on bad teams. They also went 12-5 in what you guys were labeling as the gauntlet or the final exam, depending on the Yankee fan you listen
7
to.
7-5.
Yeah, against good teams.
Where are you getting 12-5?
I just said 7-5.
You said 12-5.
Oh, I apologize.
It's 7-5.
You tried to sneak that one past the goalie. I wasn't buying it.
Yes, 7-5. Exactly. Well, you'll see something sneak by the goalie at about 8:15 tonight.
No, I will
the
not.
The Rangers are down 2-0 about 2 minutes in. You like that one?
We'll shut out for Igor tonight.
We will get to your phone calls. Do the Yankee fans have confidence? Do you agree with me? I'm coming to you with reason and with fact for why I believe it does not end tonight and it doesn't end tomorrow night. Tiki, who I think is also trying to take emotion out, thinks they're dead. Sean Morash is a Yankee fan. He thinks they're dead.
I'll be back here with the pom-poms. They win tonight. Don't you worry.
I'm sure you will. Mm-hmm. We'll hear from you coming up at 888-808-1019. And sometimes the MLB playoffs are going on and you don't really pay attention to what's going on around you. Yankee fans, you may need to pay attention to Nick Castellanos, because he said something very, very important that you must adhere to. We'll get into that coming up this hour. We are live from Yankee Stadium all the way up until the pregame show at 7:25 and the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.